Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Jamaica joins the rest of the region in observing Caribbean Wellness Day today, September 12. We tell you more about the day's observance. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Improving the quality of life of the aging population is the focus of this year's Caribbean Wellness Day. The event, commemorated on the second Saturday of September each year, is being observed this year under the theme Healthy Lifestyle, Healthy Aging. The Ministry of Health is partnering with the National Council for Senior Citizens to mark the observance. Jamaicans are being encouraged to practice healthy lifestyles to prevent the onset of non-communicable disease.
It's not just a one-day, one-off event. The focus is also trying to get everyone, our NGO partners, our faith-based groups, our private sector, our government agencies, to see every day as Caribbean Wellness Day.
Acting Director for Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Tamu Davidson-Sadler. She says making a conscious effort to practice a healthy lifestyle will reduce the number of deaths due to non-communicable diseases annually.
Our challenge is fighting this chronic disease epidemic, which we know that 7 out of 10 deaths are due to non-communicable diseases. So the top 10, top 5 deaths are all due to NCDs.
The concept for Caribbean Wellness Day is to highlight, strengthen or initiate sustainable population-based healthy lifestyle initiatives and underscore the partnerships that will make them possible. Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson says the approach is important to achieve optimal health and requires a focus on healthy behaviors from all citizens, regardless of their age.
Old age is like everything else. To make it a success, you have to start young. This is the premise upon which we observe Caribbean Wellness Day this year, under the theme Healthy Lifestyle, Healthy Aging. We begin the aging process the moment we are born. The practices we instill in our children and what they do during the adult years will determine the quality of life they will lead when they get older. We recognize, therefore, that we have to start to put the building blocks in place from very early to achieve the requisite behavior change that will lead to a reduction in lifestyle-related diseases in our population.
Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson. The main event, a wellness expo, was held at Emancipation Park on Friday, hosted by the Ministry of Health in collaboration with several partners. Members of the public got a chance to take part in various health checks, including blood tests, medical checks, demonstrations, and food sampling.
The focus has been on strengthening initiatives for population-based healthy lifestyle programs. And so what that really translates into, the focus is on promoting healthy lifestyles.
Acting Director for Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Tamu Davidson-Sadler. Jamaica and the rest of the region have been observing Caribbean Wellness Day since September 2007, following a summit on non-communicable diseases in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. The summit addressed the increased number of non-communicable diseases affecting the region. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. I am Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report incidences of farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.